These are the moments after a bomb blast tore through a mosque packed with worshippers. Security officials say a suicide bomber managed to get inside before blowing himself up, killing and injuring scores of people. ISIL in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility. The mosque is in the town of Khan Abad in Kunduz city, that's home to many members of the Shia Hazara minority.
It was around 1:40 p.m. All the Muslims had gathered in the mosque for Friday prayers, and then I heard the explosion. I was nearby, and what I saw was just like the end of the world. Why is this happening to the Muslims? Which religion should we adopt where there's nothing like this, and killing Muslims is forbidden? Believe God, I can't even talk anymore. I can't tell you how many dead bodies I've shifted in my vehicle. There was no ambulance. May God have mercy on all Muslims.
It's one of the worst ISIL attacks since the Taliban takeover. As foreign forces were leaving in late August, the armed group also claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at Kabul airport. More than 183 people were killed, including 13 U.S. soldiers. ISIL later said it was behind a series of attacks targeting the Taliban in Jalalabad and Kabul. The Taliban launched a crackdown and arrested dozens of ISIL fighters in those cities. Taliban officials say they are determined to eradicate their rivals. Violence has increased over the last few days. The Taliban's next move is going to be closely monitored by the Afghan people and the international community. The United States is expecting the Taliban to deliver on a promise made in the 2020 Doha Agreement to prevent ISIL from building a base in Afghanistan. The blast in Kunduz underscores the growing challenges the Taliban now faces. Since it took over the country in August, the Taliban prides itself on providing a secure and stable environment. But the attacks in Jalalabad, Kabul, and now this one in Kunduz will increase anxieties among the Afghan people. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera, Mazar-i-Sharif.